Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Chaf. Bechoras daf Chaf. We are now in the third parak of Maseches Bechoras. As we continue, as we know, all these middle prakim in the Masechta deal with the mitzvah of Bechor Behema Tahora. After the first parak dealt with Bechor Behema Tamea, about a chamor, the firstborn of a chamor, so these prakim now deal with Bechor Behema Tahora. And these first two prakim, remember last time we started off with it in the first mishnah of the parak, and now we again relate to what happens if there's any bailus of a non-Jew relating to the animal. So here it's a little different. It's not just the bailus of a non-Jew, because it becomes the bailus of a Jew, but as we started off the parak, what happens if a Jew buys it and the Jew does not know whether this animal has had its firstborn or not? So we saw an important machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yishmael in the Mishnah said that, or at least the third line of Yishmael Omer, Eiz Bashnas Avad LeKohen. If you buy a goat with under a year, and the goat gives birth when it comes to you, that for sure is a Bechor, because an Eiz does not have two babies in its first year, and therefore if you could you see the age of the baby, and you could tell that this is the it's still in its first year, so that Bechor definitely goes to the Kohen. After that, that's a Suffolk, because you're not sure. Even if the non-Jew says, this animal never had a Bechor, but he does not have an Emunus, and therefore it is a suffix after that. And then the Mishnah goes through all the different animals, what the ages are for a sheep, for a cow, for a donkey, etc. Again, Rabbi Shmuel Shita is, if it's within the time, then it's Vade to the Kohen, and if it's after the time, then it is a suffix. Rabbi Akiva says, no, even within the time, it should not be Vade la Kohen, because Rabbi Akiva says, fine, I'll agree to you that these animals cannot have two babies within that year, but the animal could have a miscarriage within the year. It could be polate something. It could be metanef, as the Mishnah calls it, some type of unclear mucus might come out of the animal, which might be some type of miscarriage, and that itself would be enough to pater from the Chiyuv of Bechor. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, it's not within the time, it's not Vada Lekohen, it's Suffolk. It's also a Suffolk. And after the time, and therefore Rabbi Akiva says clearly, if it's Vada, you know that the animal did not give birth before, and have anything before, so then it's Vada to the Kohen. If you know that it already had the firstborn, then it's Vada not to the Kohen. If it's a Suffolk, so then Ye'achal B'mum Alabailam. Then the Yisrael gets to keep it, because Hamos Mechavero Alav Haraya. Okay, before it gets a Mum, the Bailam, but not allowed to use it, because it is a carbon, but right when it gets a mum, so that it can be in by the bialim. As we've said, Bechor is the only carbon that is automatically almost chulin once it, or basically chulin once it gets a mum kavua. Okay, so let's start with about six slides up from the bottom, the ha katan. Let's start with this a little bit, and that is, the Gemara first said, is the Mishnah, is Rabbi Shmuel following the Shita of Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir is Choshesh L'miuta. If Rabbi Meir is Choshesh L'miuta, that's what Rabbi Shmuel seems to say. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel says that we're Choshesh, that greeted, rather, the most animals are Misaber within that first year. And Rabbi Shmuel says, after this time, it's still going to be a Suffolk. Why? He's choshish for the miyut that some a minority of animals don't have their babies until now. This really might be go to the Kohen. So the Gemara answer, no, maybe it's even according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan only say their shita by Aruba de Isa Kamon, but not by Aruba de Lesa Kamon. So hopefully the Ian share this week will be on that topic. That'll be Isa Kamon and Lesa Kamon, but just to translate on the surface, that is, maybe the Rabbanan only say their shita by a rub that's right in front of you. Like the Gemara says, the store case, there are 10 stores, 9 kosher, 1 non-kosher, or vice versa, or one has the Sanhedrin, which is in front of you, that's Aruba de Isa Kamon. But by Aruba de Lesa Kamon, which we usually call a statistical rove, right, rove women in the world, rove animals in the world. So, that who says that the Rabbanan agree there? So Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan do not agree that you follow Rabbi Aruba de Lesa Kamon. So that's where we're starting from. So the Gemara, is that really true? V'katan v'ktana, deruba de Lesa Kamon, v'ka'azli Rabbanan basaruba. What about the case of katan and ktana, which we're about to quote, which is a statistical rove? It's not a rove in front of you. It's just a rove that's not here, and the Rabbanan still follow it. Tisan, the Mishnah says, or the Tanya, the Brisa and Yavamis, says the Brisa, katan v'ktana, lo chotzav lo miyabin. If there is a katan who is a yavam, or a ktana who is a yavama. So we don't do either yibam or chalitza in that case. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's according to Rabbi Meir. Amrullah, the Rabbanan say to him, Yafe Amarta, Shein Cholsin, Foreign by Chalitza. We say you shouldn't do Chalitza. Ish Kasuv Baparsha, Umakshiran Isha Leish. You need an ish, right? It says ish in Parshat Kiseitzeh by Chalitza, and therefore a katan is not an ish. Matam in miyabe, but why wouldn't you do yibum? Why can't you do yibum? Yavam is just the act, right? The Mishnah says in the beginning of Habal Yavimto, bein ba'on, is bein b'shogeg, bein b'ratzon, right? All the cases, just do the act. So a katan, if a katan is already roi labi at least, right? So therefore he should be able to perform the act of yibum. So why don't we let him do yibum? So Amar Lahem, so Mary answers them, because I'm worried. Katan shema yimatze sris. Maybe a katan will turn out to be a saris who cannot have children. Ektana shema timatze islandis. Maybe the woman will turn out to be an islandis liyavama. And therefore, in these cases, there is no mitz, there's no situation of yibum in that case. Because there's no possibility of lahakim shem achiv in order to make his brother's name stand up. V'nimzu pogan be'erva. So then it reverts back to the isra of eshazach. If the person, if the yavam is not doing the mitzvah, so then memela, this is the isra of eshazach. We know this regular isra daraisa, marrying your brother's wife. There's a mitzvah of yibum in the certain circumstances, but if there is no mitzvah of yibum, so then it's isra of eshazach. So the mayor says, I have to be worried that these children will turn out to be, maybe they are srisim and islandis, and therefore we do not allow them to perform the mitzvah. So there are, and the rabbanan, what about the rabbanan? There they argue. They say we allow yibum to take place. Why? Zil basar k'tanim, barov k'tanim, lav sarisim ninu. Right, rov k'tanim are not sarisim, and therefore I would allow yibum to take place. Zil basar nikevos, barov nikevos lav islandis ninu. And rov k'tanim are not islandis, and therefore I would allow it to take place. Therefore you see, and that this is by a ruba delesa kaman. It's a statistical rov, not by people in front of you. So you see the Rabbanan holds, follow the rove, even by lesa kaman. Selam Arava, fine. The Gemara says, Mechaverta, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Meir, Svirlei, the Chayesh Lemiyuta. You're right. Rabbi Shmuel, who says that after the time you are worried about that this still might be the firstborn, even though most animals have babies within their first year, the first 2 years, so it must be that he's holding like Rabbi Meir, and that's why it is a Suffolk Bechar, not Vadai Le Bailim. Good. There is a very, is an important discussion, not really here, but in Tosfos, a little bit in Tosfos here, but Tosfos in Yevamos, Dav Beis Mabeis. Tosfos, Yevamos Dav Beis was a Shabbos this year, so we never got to give shiur on Yevamos Dav Beis. We started online, Yevamos Dav Gimel. But there, on the top of Beis Mabeis, Tosfos says, one second, let's think about this for a second. We're worried that she might be an islandess, and therefore, according to the Rabbanan, and therefore we're not going, or according to the Rabbi Meir. Right, we're choshes lemiyuta. She might turn out to be an islandess, and therefore we're not going to let them do yibum because it might be an isra of eshazach. But 1 minute, if she's an islandess, she was never married to the first brother either because it was kedushei tois. So there's no isra whatsoever. So what's the big deal? Right, if you're saying the second one's not going to be a marriage, the first one's not a marriage. Tosfos asks, "V'im tov v'teima kadav kadav lachos and lo miyabin v'amai tisyabe mimanavshach." Why can't we let yibam? Deim eina islandis shaber miyabim. Deim he islandis nami shari to lohay seishas achiv. Wasn't married in the first place. Three answers. First answer, Tosfos says, each one. First is the nukimta. Amar ben utam, diahi bekibla ilave. You have to have a nukimta that when the brother got married, the brother said, I'm married to her, and even if she turns out to be an islandis, I don't really care, I'm still married to her fully. Okay, so that's the problem. That's why the second brother, if it turns out to be an islandess, so that she turns out to be an islandess, then it will be trouble, because it will be Eishas Ach, Shaloba Maka Mitzvah. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Avraham Mi Bur Gulia. T-rates. Unknown Bali Tosfos. Says Rabbi Avraham Mi Bur Gulia, T-rates, Big Chiddush. Benimses islandess Bechaye Ha'ach, the Hikpid. Avala Achar Misa, Dilmim hayakayim lo hayamakpid. He has the day which Tosfos rejects. Tosfos says the only say that an islandess would have been a mekatos if he's still alive. But once he died, then you say memela, maybe he would have been fine with it, and therefore you treat the marriage as a real marriage, even if you don't have a beferish kibla alay. You say it would have been a real marriage. Velo nihira, and he says there's a tosefta beferish against it. That's a fundamental answer. That's not just an ukimta. That's saying the only time that we would say mechatos is if the person's still alive. If he's not alive anymore, so then we would not say mechatos. Two. Third answer, that's in the Tosfos Yeshanim right here. It's also quoted in the Ritva. He says, you're right. We're not worried. Is that what the lashon of the Gemara is? V'nimsa pogan be'erfa, don't take it so seriously. Pogan be'erfa sounds like, oh, you get eishes ach. No, the problem is that we are worried that he is going to turn out to be a saris, and therefore there's not going to be a mitzvah. She'll turn out to be an islandess. So then she will never have been married, you're right, to the other brother. But what about the other three wives? The other three wives, if you do yibamer to this woman, then the other three wives are going to be yotzei lashuk without getting a heter. Because this woman was never had a zika libam, she was never married to the brother, people will think that they were, that she was, and the other three women will marry out yotzei lashuk. It says the word erva, and the isser of yotzei lashuk is not an erva, it's an isser lav. Okay, there are some tanan that say otherwise, but that's what the Gemara calls it. V'ista matarzi d'chi amrina ein. I'm sorry, wrong one. V'yodi yishlomar t'yad amrina ketana ena misyabem shemet ibatzi islandis hayu lifter tsarasa lihinasi lashuk t'shemet ibatzi islandis v'nitza sheishlo liyabim atzara l'fisha tzara zakukalo v'haynu kihachas. Three answers. Why are we worried about islandis here? If she's an islandis, she was always an islandis, and then the brother was never married. Three answers. Okay, one other ha'ara here, once we're talking about the Isser of Eishes Ach and Yibam, on the first page of the newest Rishima Shiurim that Rabbi Reichman put out from the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, on the first page, it's Yevamis, so, says the Rav, Yesh la'ayin, ha'im ha'isser de Eishes Ach havi hutra o dechuya. When we say there's a mitzvah of Yibam in the face of the Isser of Eishes Ach, right, there aren't too many times that an Isser, Erva, is allowed. Not too many times. This is one of them, right? What else is an Isser Erva allowed? When are we ever allowed to marry an Erva? Hardly ever. One of them is Achos Isha after the Isha dies, right? So then it doesn't become, there's not an Erva anymore. That's the only one that changes after death. Every other one is an Isser even after death. A mother-in-law, a mother and daughter, and a mother and granddaughter, all of those are Isserim no matter what. The only one that changes after death is Achos Isha. And the Mefarshim point out, because it doesn't even say the word erva in the Torah. It just says, V'isha elachosa litzrar. Look, Allah says, V'chayeha. So it just says litzrar, because the whole point of this Isser is that they're tzara zulazu. And the chinuch and other Mefarshim point out, we discussed this last week in Mitzvah Shir, that the whole point is that it's gonna create friction between two sisters. They're not on a bloodline, like a mother and a daughter, or a mother and a mother-in-law, not in a line, they're next to each other. They come from the same source. But if the whole point of it is the tzara, so then once the tzara is dead, so then one can marry, right? After Gerishin, this Isser still exists. Achos Grushaso is Isser Daraisa. Achos Chalutaso is Drabana, but Achos Grushaso is Daraisa. So that's the other time that an erva might be mutter. Achos Isha, and here Yibam. Eishas Ach can be matir. So how do we look at that heter, where there is a mitzvah? Is it what we would call, the Gemara does not ask this, dechuya or hutra. The Gemara asks this question by other contexts, tuma hutra betzibur, dechuya betzibur, and the Rishonim talk about pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. But what about Yibum? Ha'im, dihine matzina bakama duchte, shakashatora materis iser bifnei mitzvah, shetachal omidin hutra, omidin dechuya. So how is this? What about tumas kohen gadol v'nazir allowed for a mace mitzvah? Rashi discusses that in Brachas Daf Chaf. Rashi seems to say that it is hutra. The Ramban, what about ochal nefesh on yantif? The Ramban in Beitza seems to say, according to the Ran, seems to say it is. I'm sorry, the Ramban al Torah. The Ran discussed this in Beitza as well. That it is also hutra. So how do you view the Isser of Yibam? So if you look in Rashi, which Rashi? Rashi of Hashem's Yisro. This is everyone quotes this Rashi in this sugya, and that is Zachar v'shamar b'dibarecha nemru. Rashi says all the time that there are asays and los asays that are doche each other, so they were said b'dibur echad. Kodesh Baruch Hu, what we can't fathom, that someone talking two things at the same moment. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu said, v'chein mechalalem bos yumas, uvayam ha-shabbos ne'chvasim, doing avoda on Shabbos. V'chein lo silba shatnis, gedilim ta'asalcha, tzitzis on shatnis. V'chein ervas eishas achicha, yivamo yavo aleha. All of these are examples where Hashem said both at the same time. That's not a halachic source, but you get the impression from there that it's hutra. That there's an internal limit in the Avera. That Hashem gave them at the same time, so when you have the mitzvah, the Avera doesn't exist. That's the, not muchrach from that Rashi, but that's what it seems like from those examples from Rashi. So he says, and then the Rav says, then we'll continue. So do you say that by every Asidokha Losa say? First parak in Beitza, doing kisi hadam on yantif. But every asid docha lo hazeh, would you say it's hutra? So suggest the Rav, maybe not. Only where it's inherent part and parcel of the mitzvah, maybe there it's hutra. By the other examples that Rashi gives there, tzitzis and shatnis. You can have the mitzvah daraisa of tzitzis and shatnis if you're having you're having woolen strings, right, which is the definition of tcheles, right, when you have the mitzvah daraisa. Woolen strings on a linen beged, that's the mitzvah daraisa. Inherently, that's going to be a problem. You can't have that mitzvah without violating the aveira. Yibam, you can't do the mitzvah of yibam without violating, in quotes, the isra of eishes ach. Right, so all of these are where there's no choice. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Va'abir mishum or avoda on Yom Kippur. By all those cases, a hetem mefurish batorah, v'chal be'etzem parshas ha'isser, u'b'makam she'heter chal be'etzem parshas ha'isser. So that's hutra. Masha'enke, by other cases where it just happens to be, right, a baby has a tzarah spot on their foreskin, and you have to do the mitzvah milah, that's not, it just happens to be, it's a coincidence. It's not that the bris milah always entails cutting off a tzarah spot, so maybe those would be the chuya. So he goes through, he has 10 pages here related to all the sources, chutra or the chuya, but that's the first question you got to ask when you open up at Mesaches Yevamos. So that's what he does. Anyway, but that's related to our case of Erva. Okay, let us continue now. Maybe we'll talk about this also in the Ian Shear. There's another discussion of the Rabban. The Rabban say you're allowed to go by the Rove here and assume they're not islands and Saris. So you're allowed to go by the Rove even b'makom she'efshar levarer. Right? That's what it's clear. Right? The Rabban say you don't have to wait to see what happens. But what do you mean, Hokanach HaRov? Wait 10 years. The answer is you don't have to wait 10 years. Hokanach HaRov b'makom she'efshar levarer. Says the Rashba in Yevamos Kuf Yates, Durachecha Darchei Noam. Put it on the list. You don't have to wait 10 years. Come on, the Torah says, you follow the Rove now. And if it turns out, not, but that's the halacha, follow the Rove. All the Durachad Achenoam halachas that we have quoted, what is a hadas, and we're not going to review those now. Okay, Ravina Amar, second line. Afilu Tema Rabbanan. Even maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shmuel, who's choshesh, that this baby born 4 years, when the animal's 4 years old, is a bechor possibly. What do you mean? Why does he follow? Why is he choshish for that? If he holds like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Meir. So, ki azli Rabbanan, basar, ruba. When does Rabbanan follow Rove? Beruba dlo tali b'maisa. By a Rove that you don't have to do any. You don't have to assume that anything was done. That's when it's an easier Rove to follow. Avol beruba dlo tali b'maisa. By a Rove that demands that something was done. Lo. That's where the Rabbanan would not follow the Rove. So, here is a question. The Rabbanan wouldn't follow the Rove here because there's a Rove tali b'maisa. Right, it's a maisa that the animal had to have the baby, so therefore even the Rabbanan would agree that you wouldn't follow the Rove here. Period. The Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam, the Chachmas Adam asks, if this is true, so how do we have a halacha of Demai that we're makel by? Rove Ame Haaretz Ma'asrin Heim. That's why we say by Demai, you don't know if something was, if Maisa Rishon, and Shubas Maisa was taken off something, grain, so you ought to be Mako in many cases, because Rov Ame Aras Ma'asrin Hain, by an third parak in Demai. Machilin Sa'ani Demai, Viasach Sanya Demai, if I'm traveling. But what do you mean? This is a Rov Hatali B'Maisa, that you needed them to take off. So therefore, it should be that we don't follow the Rov in this case. We're Mako, because Rov Ame Aras Ma'asrin Hain, but how can you be Mako? That's the Chachmas Adam's Kasha. In Shah Rova Chazaka. Vitzarach Ian. Shai Demai. Lukuli Alma. Eno Ella. Right? Midir Abanan. Vari Zetali Bemaisa. Shemelo Iser. So Val Karchach says the Chachmas Adam in the Binas Adam. Tzarach Lomar. De Eno Ella Midir Abanan. The din of not following Rov Hatali Bemaisa is only Din Dir Abanan. Midar Raisa, it must be, there's no distinction. Midar Raisa, it must be, it's a Rov, it's a Rov. Even though it's Tali B'Maisa, so then you still follow. It must be a Chumr D'Rabbanan that you wouldn't follow the Rov, and by the, if it's only Chumr D'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan can say, in this case, you're allowed to follow it. Right? So that's what the Chachmas Adam says. Number one. Other Achronim I saw suggest that maybe this is different. Even though it's Tali B'Maisa, it's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, we can assume it was done. Rov Tali B'Maisa. Says the, I'll find a few who's the one that says it. The, Chuvas Rab Yosef Mislutsk. Demai Nechshav Kedavar Abba Me'ela V'lo B'davar Atali B'maisa. Kiva Sheish Mitzvah La'aser. Imkein Svar Lomar. Shrov Ami Arz Be'emes Isru. Ve'ein Zek Echol Davar She'osam Api Rov. ach ein bohem mitzvah. So two answers. Either you have to say it's only drabanan, this din of not following the rove, or maybe it's mishum mitzvah, so therefore you have more wiggle room in terms of following it. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Fourth line. Fifth line. Says the Brisa. Brisa is very similar now to the Mishnah, but we have another Shita quoted. Tana Rabbanan, Eiz Bashnasa Vade La Kohen. An Eiz, a goat within its first year, and has a baby. Vade goes to the Kohen. Mikanu Lahalon, Suffolk. After that, it's a Suffolk. Rachel Bas Shtayim Vade La Kohen. A sheep, you have 2 years. Mikan Lahalon, Suffolk. After that, it's a Suffolk. And the whole discussion that we just had, if you remember, was why is it a Suffolk after this time? Right, most animals have the babies. Parabas Shalosh Vade La Kohen, Mikan Lahalon, Suffolk. Chamora Kipara. A donkey, a female donkey is like a para. What do you mean, a female donkey? That's for the Petach Hamar. Petach Hamar. The other ones are about the kosher animals. Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda. That's like Reb Yishmael. Reb Yossi, Reb Yehuda, Omer. Chamar bas arbashanim. Right, a chamar, no, 4 years. Akan devi Reb Yishmael. So a little detail about what is chamorah like. But other than that, this is the sheet of Reb Yishmael. Within the time, it's Vandela Kohen. After the time, Suffolk. Suffolk. Okay. When these words were said in front of Rabbi Yeshua, Amar lahem, tzu v'imru lo Rabbi Yishmael, ta'ita. Right? Tell Rabbi Yishmael he made a mistake. So, okay, it's not an insult. It's just like you made a mistake. That's okay. So this does not have to be in the Chavos Yaris Tshuva from last week, because it's just an argument. Ta'isa, ilu bivlad bilvada be'ema niftara chaya kidvarecha. If it was true that only a vlad, a real birth beforehand, potters, then fine. I would agree with you because these animals don't have other two litters in the first year, and therefore I would agree with you. But the problem is that it's not only a vlad that would pater. Aval amru simin havlad bebehemadaka tinuf by bebehemadaka, even just type of dirty mucus that comes out. Ube gasa shilya, and by a gasa even a shilya, even the afterbirth. Ube isha shvir v'shilya. Right, so you see, right, by a woman, even if she has some type of fetus that comes out, you know, when it's somewhat developed, that's going to pot. There's not going to be any pigeon or ben. Right, so therefore, in all these cases, so Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yishmael, I can't agree with you because maybe one of these other events happened, and that would potter, even though it wasn't of a previous birth. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua reports that his misora is. Rabbi Yeshua says, we're going to call that the Gamre of Rabbi Yeshua. That's what the Gemara is going to call it soon. Rabbi Yeshua has a Masorah that, hey, Rabbi Yishmael, I can't agree with you because these are all these other events also Pater. So now Rabbi Yeshua continues and says, Va'ani eini omer kein. I hold a little differently. Ella eiz shetinfa bashisha yoledes b'toch shnasa. A goat that was matanif, that it let out this dirty mucus when she was 6 months old, can have the baby during the year, toch that year. Rachel shetinfa bashnasa yoledes b'toch shnayim. So says Rabbi Yoshua, that's what I hold. What's the difference between what his mesorah was and what he held? Sounds like it's the same thing. They say that tinuf would pater for bechor, but you're able to have a baby after the tinuf. Within a year. So the Gemara will talk about what's the difference between the two statements of Rabbi Yeshua. First, his statement of, oh, this is my Masorah, and then, oh, this is what I hold. So what's the difference between his Gamre and his Svare? That's what the Gemara is going to call it. But either way, so far, what do we have in the Brisa? We have Rabbi Yishmael Shita, like we had in the Mishnah. Then we have this statement of Rabbi Yeshua. And then we have Rabbi Akiva. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Ani lo basi l'dei midazu. I reject all of this. Ella, kol she yadua she bichra in kan lako in klum. Anyone who it's known that the animal had a firstborn before, the coin gets nothing. V'kolsha lo bichra, and if you know for sure, and if you don't know for sure, so then I'm sorry. If you know for sure that it did not have a bichar, harizu the coin, then that goes to the coin. Safeg yachav amum alabaylim, as we said in the Mishnah. Period. End of Brisa. Now let's talk about it. So what was the first two opinions arguing about? Before we get to the details within Rabbi Yeshua. But what was Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua basically said, hey, what about Tinuf? You're not taking that into account. And Rabbi Shmuel just says, if it's within a year, it's Vade L'Kohen. Why? So what's the machlokas about between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua? Lema b'tinuf potach miflagi. Shall we say that Rabbi Shmuel rejects this concept totally? And even if there was Tinuf, Rabbi Shmuel would say that's not called Peter Rechem? and therefore even after tinuf one can have kedushas bachar? Is that what he holds? Rabbi Shmuel Savar, tinuf ain't no poter. Rabbi Shmuel holds tinuf is not poter, and therefore even if he had tinuf before, it doesn't matter. This is the first birth. Rabbi Yeshua Savar tinuf poter. Rabbi Yeshua would say no, tinuf would be poter. So is that the machlokas? So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Ida chazinan de tinuf de tanif. If you know for sure that there was tinuf, to kuliyamalo plegi de tinuf poter. Everybody would agree that's true. If it occurred, so then you know for sure that it occurred. Everyone would agree that what comes afterwards is not a bechor. V'hacha bechoshesh in latinuf kamiflegi. The machlokas is you have to be worried. You have to be choshesh that tinuf occurred. If you know for sure that it occurred, that for sure it's not a Bechor. But what do you have to be choshish for it? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel Savar ain't choshish in Latinov. Rabbi Shmuel says you don't have to be worried. Rabbi Shmuel Savar choshish in Latinov. Rabbi Shmuel says that you have to be worried for Tinov. Period. Stop there for a minute. Tosfos says that on Amud Beis, by the Shem soon, we're going to have Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua holds for sure you're not choshish lamiyat. He holds like the Rabbanan, straight. Not like Rabbi Meir. So why here does Rabbi Yeshua say you're choshish Latinov? Choshish Latinov, and therefore you don't have to give it to the Kohen? But he's not worried about the miut. So Tosfos, that's Rabbi Tosfos' question here in Rabbi Yeshua. So right in the middle of the Tosfos, about 10 lines of the Tosfos, Tosfos says, no, you have to remember, there's something else here. There's a lot of lumdis here on these dafim. Not only are there rows, but there are chazakas involved. There's a cheskas mamon of the Yisrael. So there's a cheskas mamon of the Yisrael telling me I'm going to keep it. So you're saying rova animals don't have tinuf, and therefore you have to give it to the Kohen? You have to have something very strong to get over the cheskas mamon. And therefore, even though normally he's not choshesh lemiut, but where it's a real suffix and there's a cheskas mamon against, he would say you still don't have a mitzvah of nesina there. Says Tosfos, v'yesh lomar, tenth line of Tosfos, to mikol makom, lo havi vade bechor, you're still not going to say it's a vade bechor, sheinatin lekohen, dika cheskas mamona, diadifa, umosi mechadero, olav haraya. And therefore, you have to put all this together. When you have chazakas against roves, and which types of roves, and which types of chazakas, cheskas mamon is a very strong chazaka in the world of chazakas. And therefore, there's chazaka to meikara, there's chazaka to hashta, there's kanimsu kanhayu, we had the chazakas earlier also. So this is a strong chazaka. So this would override the principle, says Tosfos, of generally not being choshesh for the miut. Okay.
This is where it does go to the coin. Would you actually bring it as a carbon?
The case is that it goes to the Kohen. Would you give it as a carbon? Lachora, yes. Lachora, because if it's so strong to give it to the Kohen, so to override the Cheskas Mamon, so then would that be enough to pat to the suffix of Havas Chulun Lazara? So look at it this way. So maybe you can make a Tanai. That just a case, then what is it? It's Chulun that I'm being Makav as a carbon. Bechor is like a shlamim type of carbon anyway, so I don't think there's so much of a downside. So Kohen has in mind, it's either a bechor or it's not a bechor. But either way, it could be a carbon. Okay, so says the Gemara, that was Tosfos discussed within Rabbi Yeshua Shita. But what did we just say? We said Rabbi Shmuel is not choshesh latinuf. V'lo chayish, is that really true? But didn't we just say on the first line of today's Amud, v'hamarat rava mechaverta Rabbi Shmuel k'Rabbi Meir svir le dechayish lemiyut. Rabbi Shmuel is choshesh lemiyuta. In our Mishnah, that's what we said. That's why after the time, we say it's still a suffix. It's not Vada Eli Yisrael. So how can we say here that, he is, Rabbi Shmuel is not Choshesh in Latinov, right? We just toast his ass on the other way. But now we're asking Rabbi Shmuel. What do you mean he's not Choshesh? He should be Choshesh Lemiyut. Answer? Sorry?
Not like Ravina.
This is Rava's answer. Right, we're outside of Ravina right now. So, says the Gemara, Chayesh Vam Rava. So the Gemara answers, Ki Chayesh Lechumra. Lekulo lo chayesh. When is he choshesh lemiut? That's only lechumra. But lekula, he's not choshesh. And here would be a kula. Because if you're choshesh for tinuf, then you're saying this is not a bechor. So that would be a chayshin and lekula. So therefore, he says that you don't, that we don't do. Number one. Or, v'ibayasema, or another possibility, ben lekula ben lechumra chayesh. Oh, maybe you're right. Rabbi Shmuel holds of Rabbi Meir, of chayshin and lemiuta. V'hacha b'mitanefes v'chozeres v'yoledes v'toch shenasa kamiflegi. Now the machlokas is, would a animal which had tinuf give birth within that year? You know, Rabbi Shmuel he is choshesh lemiyut, but here he's not chashina to what? If this baby was born, then do you assume that the tinuf happened? That's the issue. Rabbi Shmuel savar mitanefes ein chozeres v'yoledes v'toch shenasa. Right? If an animal has tinuf, then it's not, the animal, she's not going to have the baby now within a year. Vahami da olid vade lo tanif. It must be that it's vadai lo tanif. It's not, you don't have to be choshesh. Vade lo tanif. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, mitanefes choseres violetim tok shnasa. Rabbi Yeshua says the animal can, and therefore you're choshesh, and therefore it's not vadai la kohen. Period. Okay. What? Yeah, is it a machlokas a metzias? Is that a certain percentage of the machlokas is that, could that be, it's miyuta de miyuta, something like that, and therefore you can knock that out, you can assume that it's a vade against it. Again, it is not 100% clear. Tosfos here gets back to the demai question. Tosfos on the second to bottom line asks, this is just a general question. We have the Remeir Shita. Remeir holds that you're always choshish lamiyat. So why is demai only in Issa Durabanan? Demai, there's a miyut of Ami Haaretz out there that don't take off Maiser Rishon, which, right, they all take off Maiser, the Truma Gadola, right, the Mishnah says, because they're worried. Truma Gadola is an Isser Chiyamisim Shamayim. But Maiser Rishon, they don't take off, and Memela, they don't realize that within Maiser Rishon is Truma's Maiser, which is also Misim Shamayim, the same din. So, we say, oh, we're Machmir Midi Rabbanan. The Rabbanan came up, oh, this new principle of Demai. But according to Rabbi Meir, why is it in Issa Daraisa? Second to last line of Tosfos. V'loma eino tevel daraisa. Dismoch miyut de'ein ma'asrum l'cheskas tevel. There's a cheskas tevel, there's a miyut that don't take off. So why isn't the tevel daraisa? V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, de'ein zechazaka. This isn't a cheskas tevel, why? Because there's a way that this didn't have to be tevel. The dilma korb oshia of the sheikh nisa b'motz. Maybe you did the harama. You took it in through your roof. You didn't take it in through your front door. So it never had what's called re'ias p'nei abayis. So there's no chi of daraisa of being hafresh, being mafresh. Okay? So you could get out of the cheskas tevel that it grew with because maybe he went in through the roof. That's a big chiddush. Because of the maybe he went in through the roof, that removes the cheskas tevel.
That's using the miyut for the opposite direction.
Right, that's a miyut that takes it through. Miyut takes it through. Right, so right. I guess according to the mayor, maybe you could say that the ode. But then he says number two. This is similar to what we said before with the achronim. The ein lahachzik shum adam berusha bishvil miut shein maasrin. Wow, there's a miut shein maasrin, but any one person who says that he didn't take off. The general populace, you're right. The general populace, you have a rov that are rov amayrat maasrin him, and there's a miut that is not maaser. But any one person. No, do you have to say that? Tosa Rosh also says this lashon in Yevamos as well. He says v'yesh lomar depekai gavna leka lamechush lamiyut dim hu huchzak kol yisrael lahuchzak olios rishayim. Right, this is kusim with different. But anyway, that's the discussion here, trying to figure out according to, because we don't have in Shas anywhere that Rabbi Meir argues on all the coolers of demai. We don't have all those b'shas. Oh, Rabbi Meir would be machmir because it's daraisa. So Rabbi Meir lachora has to agree with demai. So that's what this is. That's what this Tosfos discusses. Okay, period. We're on the first Y line. The ani eini omer kein. So now we're getting back to a quote of the Braisa. Remember, the Braisa quoted two statements of Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Rabbi Yishmael, how can you say it's vada to the Kohen? If it was Tinuf beforehand, then this would not be a Bechor. And then he says, and that's what my Mesorah says. But you know what I say? And then he gives rules about also within the year. So what's the difference? So, Bani Eini Omer Kein El Eish Shetin V'Bashisha Yolad Esoch Shnasa. Ruach HaShetin V'Bashnasa Yolad Esoch Shnayim. My Ika Bein Gamrei L'Svarei. What's the difference between the Gamrei, the Gemara, the Mesorah of Rabbi Yeshua and his Svara? So three possibilities. Number one, Shetinfa Besof Shisha. The case is where Tinuf occurred, Betof Sof Shisha. What does that mean? Rashi says it means on the first day of the seventh month. Sof Shisha means this animal, let's talk about this outside for a second. First day of the seventh month, the animal was Metanif itself. And a baby, this behemoth daka, we know, gestates for 5 months. Pregnancy is 5 months. So on the first day of the seventh month, it was metanef, and we're about to see there is a din of ze'iri that holds. At least for a month after tinuf, the female animal is not interested in getting pregnant again. So, first day of the seventh month, so what's the earliest time that this animal could become pregnant? First day of the eighth month. When is the first time the animal is going to be born? The second year. Second year. Because first day of the eighth month, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th, into the next year. So if this was a true tinuf on first day of the seventh month, and we hold like Ze'iri that a female animal after having tinuf is not mekabelas, a male, for a month, so then this animal that was born within, let's say an animal was born within the year. So then what? So then you know that the original thing wasn't tinuf. You know the original thing wasn't tinuf. That's the yesod. So the machlokas, first possibility is, do you hold like Ze'iri? Do you hold of that rule that if the animal is a month after tinuf, the animal's not going to become pregnant? That's the machlokas. So let's read it now. Shetinfa besof shisha. The animal was mitanefes itself at the end of the sixth, which means the first day of the seventh. Ve'ika beinayu de Ze'iri. And the machlokas is about Ze'iri's din. To Amar Ze'iri, ain't tinuf pachal bishloshim yom. Tinuf, you don't have, after tinuf, there's no less than 30 days before the animal could become pregnant again, before it's mekabelas hazachar. So, legamre, according to his misora, islay de Ze'iri, his misora holds like Ze'iri, and therefore, if an animal has a baby within the year, you could work backwards and say that it wasn't tinuf originally, because this animal would not have been born, it just must have been some other type of discharge. And therefore, this is a true Bechor. L'savre, lesle de Ze'iri. But L'svar, according to his own svar, he does not hold of Ze'iri. An animal might have gotten pregnant within a month of its having tinuf, and therefore, one could assume that this is a Bechor. Number one. Number two, next. V'bayisema, last line. Dekuli alma islahu de Ze'iri. Number two is, everybody agrees, to Ze'iri. Everybody says the second day holds like Ze'iri. Vayislemu kulam islu de Ze'iri. V'hakha bioledes lemukutan kamithlaki. The machlokas is, could there ever be gestation for less than 5 months? Everybody holds like Ze'iri that tinuf would happen. If tinuf happens, you need 3 months. The question is there any type of pregnancy less than 5 months? Legamre, lo armini yoledes lemukutain. You don't have that. And therefore, because you don't have that, the fact that this baby was born, it must be that the original thing was not tinuf. And lesavre, amrinan yoledes lemukutain. According to his svara, we say that yoledes lemukutain, you can have the pregnancy within a shortened pregnancy. An animal can give birth early. Three, the third possibility, the ibayisema lo amrinan yoledes lemukutain. Everybody agrees that an animal does not give birth lemukutain, a shortened pregnancy. V'hacha b'miksas hayom kakulo kamiflagi. The machlok is about miksas hayom kakulo, which we know, huge topic. If the animal gave birth on the last day of the year, could we look at it as if this day has been finished already, and it's as if it's the next day? The animal is giving birth, and therefore, you have the month, you have the 5 months, the original tinuf was tinuf, and therefore this is not a bechor. Or do we say, no, you don't see mixes yom kukulo, and therefore this animal was born in the first year. And Mameo was born within the first year, then the original thing wasn't tinuf, and therefore this is bechor. So, l'savrei amrinan mixes yom kukulo, according to his svara, his own svara, we say mixes yom kukulo, and therefore this animal is not a bechor, because as if it was born tomorrow. Legamrei lo amrinan mixes yom kukulo, but according to his mesora, we do not say mixes yom kukulo. Period. 2 points here, and that is number one. A lot of times when the Gemara has a few answers and says, oh, really, everybody agrees, this is the machlokas. And then the next answer will say, well, everybody agrees to that, but this is the machlokas. Usually, when the Gemara says, everybody agrees to the previous factor, that's what we hold. Usually, if we quote a machlokas, then we quote other answers and we say, but everybody agrees, we usually hold that. So, if you look in the last one, it says, everybody agrees that an animal does not give birth limukutain. So, is that true? Says the crazy. We don't say that by women. Don't say by women. Women give birth early. So says the crazy. Even though the Gemara talks about that by women, and we're forced to say by women nishtanu hativim, that sometime maybe nature has changed, and in earlier Talmudic times there were none. We can assume that most cases a woman would not give birth lamukutan. But who says that has changed by animals? And therefore, if you have to say nishtanu hativim in a certain case, fine. But if you don't have to, you don't. That's the crazy in Siman Tezvav. V'yavo b'shekasu b'evan ha'ezer da'achshav ha'teva mishtane b'leida. L'gabi b'heima, ein lono l'chadish davar, me'ata, rakafi maimar chazal, v'hu b'gemar b'choros, davchaf Amid Beis Ayin Sham. See, he learns from our Gemara the fact that he says Kuli Alma, that you could assume. Guess if anybody, these cases that come up. Now it doesn't come up because we make sure not to have Bechars running around. But if it ever comes up, any of the Shilohs, maybe by Petar Rechem, so we could assume an animal does not give birth Limakutan. Again, Nishtan Lativim is also a huge topic that has come up. It's always Tosas and Moed Katan is always the first source that everybody quotes. Tosas and Moed Katan, okay, maybe not the first. But it's the Tosas and Yud Aleph Amen Aleph. Tosas there discusses that the Gemara there talks about a certain fish which is very healthy. Certain fish was very healthy. So Tosa says, nowadays, the fish is poison. So how could you? Says, Ubizman azet tofsin sakana l'mechal samach l'sirchon. This fish, like before, it becomes putrid. V'shema nishtanu kimo harifuos shebishas she'enon tovos bizman azet. Just like medicine. We don't go by the medicines. There's even a cherim hakadmonim. From the time of the Gaonim, we're not allowed to try the medicines of the Gemara. Why? We don't know the exact measurements, and we don't know exactly what these things are, and we're going to make fun of it if we use it or it doesn't work. So, already Tosfos says, in the days of the Rishonim, they didn't. Oshem and Nahar was to Bavam Alotvei. Maybe the water where the fish is different. So, this is Tosfos, Nishanu Ativim. It comes up in many places. The Ramban and Brachos talks about Nishanu Ativim in terms of the lifespan of people. Reisman, remember we mentioned this in Parshas Shir a couple of months ago, in Parshas Brachos, when the Parshas Brachos and Noach lists off all the people that lived 900 years, 800 years, even 300 years. Was that everybody in the generation? Or was that just like these unique people? So the Rambam says it was just these, right, who says what? I have to remember. The Rambam says, that it was only these people. Only these people, right? Kedarka Bakodesh, rationalist. People lived for 800 years, come on. Right, these specific people did. But the Rambam says everybody else lived 120. Right, but it doesn't sound that way from the Pesukim. It sounds like Kodesh Baruch Hu made a Gzeira, B'shagamu Basar, they're only going to live Me'av Esrim Shana. But the Ramban says, yeah, everybody lived that way up till then. But Nishtanu Ativim. That was a time period when the world was a certain type of purity after Ma'aseh Brachos, and as time went on, it got less and less pure. And that's why people don't live as long. But he says, why how could you say like the Rambam? V'lo yehei hanes hazeh bahem, v'heim enam nevi'im, v'lo tzadikim, v'tovim lasabam neis. What, all those people? A lot of them are all the Avodah Zarah. They deserve to live 800 years? See, why do they deserve a neis? So, says the Ramban, that's the Machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, and Brachos also about Nishtanu Ativim. Mixas Yom Kekulo again comes up tomorrow a lot. Maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Just to mention one thought, and that Rav Schechter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik, and that is, why don't we say Mixas Yom Kekulo by Shabbos? Shabbos afternoon. I want to catch an early flight. So you know, it's already Mincha time. Mixas Yom Kekulo. You know, let me do Malachah. It's crazy, right? We know that, but why not? We say it by Shiva, you say it by Shloshim, right? Why don't you say Mixayim Kekulo? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, and we'll talk more about this, but then tomorrow, you only say Mixayim Kekulo when it's what he called a malos, where there's a time period that you're counting. That's where you can say Mixayim Kekulo. Shiva, you're counting a time period. Sfiras HaOmer, we say Mixayim Kekulo. You could shave in the morning according to Ashkenazic custom, like by Omer. Mixayim Kekulo. You don't say it by a halachic calendaric day. Today is Shabbos. You don't mix up Kekulo there. You say it where there's a time, unit of time that you're counting. That's where, at the end of that time, you can say mix up Kekulo, or at the beginning of that time. If you have an hour of Shiva at the beginning, that also mixes up Kekulo. Where you're counting a time period, but where you're counting a calendaric day, you can't say mix up Kekulo there. Shabbos, Yantif. So we'll talk a lot more about that, Rav Hashem, tomorrow. But that is just the Yesod, that the Rav Schechter quotes in Ikvei Atzon in Siman Yud Zayin. Okay, finishing up. Amar Rabbi Akiva, ani lo basi l'dei midazu, ela kol she'yadua v'chulu. Rabbi Akiva was clear in the Braisa. He said, if it's vadi l'kohen, fine. Savi l'kohen, I keep it. Hamos b'chaber alav araya. So ma'ike ben Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Yeshua. What's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua also said, you're choshesh for tinuf. So what's the difference between the last two opinions? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, misura, cholav potri gibinayu. What about lactating? If an animal, if you buy an animal from a guy and it's nursing, could you assume it's not nursing, it's lactating, it's producing milk. Could you assume that a baby was born? So, Rabbi Akiva, Savar, Cholav Poter, Pala Poter, Milk Potters, Halach Acharo Behemos, most animals, for Rov Behemos, Ein Cholvos, Ela Imkein Yoldos. Most animals don't start lactating unless they had a baby. And therefore, you could assume that this animal had a baby, and this next animal that comes out is Potter. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, Hoika Miyata Cholvos, Avishain Yoldos. There's a miyut that starts lactating for no reason, and therefore that is the machlokas. Says the Gemara, Michayish Rabbi Yeshua lemiyut. The Rabbi Yeshua, this was a Tosas quoted in Amud Aleph. Is Rabbi Yeshua really choshish lemiyut? Vatnan. We learned in the Yevamis. Haisalachamosa. Let's say a man and his mother go to Medina Sayam, and then the man dies, or the man even doesn't go to Medina Sayam, but there was a mother-in-law involved. Do I have to be worried that the mother-in-law had another baby, and now this husband that died has a brother, and therefore there's a chiv of yibum? This guy, man who died, didn't have any brothers. And then we know there was a mother-in-law, though. So I don't know where the mother-in-law is now. Maybe she had another baby. Maybe there's a brother out there that's zakhuk this woman to a... Do you have to be worried about that? That the mother-in-law had another baby? So, Haisalachamosa Eina Choshashas. Tanakama says, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And therefore, this woman is free to get married. Yatsa Malaya. But what if she went out pregnant? What if she left pregnant? So then, Machlokas. Choshashas. Tanakama says, you have to be Choshesh. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Eina Choshashas. Right? You don't have to be worried. V'yamrina, what? My time is Rabbi Yeshua. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say not? She's pregnant. Rabbi Yeshua says, put it together. There's a miyut of miscarriages. So that's a chance that she miscarried. And all the babies that are born, 50-50. Boys and girls. So you have 50% that are girls. You have a miyut that's a miscarriage. So 52% that it's not a boy. Right, so males are less than 50%, so you don't have to be worried that the mother-in-law had a baby. So you see from there, so Rabbi Yeshua is not choshesh lemiyut. So how can we say it here? So the Gemara says, you're right, Ella Eifach, switch it. V'yatanya, and you see in the Brisa that we switch it. Chalav poter, divrei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva omer chalav eino poter. So we switch it, period. 2 points, and then we'll finish the first sheet, though. What about the first sheet that says you are choshesh? You are choshesh, that the mother-in-law. So what is that opinion holding? So the Rishash says, it says malaya. Interesting lashon. What is malaya? Why not mu'ubaris? Yotze mu'ubaris. Malaya sounds like it's the end of her pregnancy. Right? Malaya. So maybe that's the diuk. That's why the Tanakam is not choshesh for a miscarriage here. Because it's at the end of the pregnancy already. So you're right. Maybe it's a miyuta to miyuta now to be choshesh for it. So that's what the Tanakama takes it seriously. But the Rashash picks up on that word, malaya, and not the mubaris. Number one. Number two is this big long tosfos here. And that is Rabbeinu Tam Paskins, right? This issue of chalav. Rabbeinu Tam says, Pasak Rabbeinu Tam, the chalav ain't no poter. Chalav is not poter. If you see a cow lactating, maybe it's happening for no reason without a baby. And the first skinny line, and we talk kach. Medakta Rabbeinu Tam, the hachi hilchasa, the chayshinan lumiuta hecha diika chazaka bahada. Wow. We don't passing like Rabbi Meir chayshinan lumiuta. Says Rabbeinu Tam, we do if there's a chazaka on the side of the miut. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. The chayshina lemiyuta heichadika chazaka bada ki hacha shei becheska shelo yolda. She's beches, the animal that has a chazaka all its life that it didn't have a baby yet, and there's a miyut that's lactating without giving. So the miyut with the chazaka, that works. That is the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Asks the Marsha right here, how do we ever shecht any animals? Why? The animal has a cheskas iser when it's alive, and there's a myriad of animals that have trephas in the spot that you shechted it. There's a myriad of animals like that. There's a hole in the lung right where I shechted it. Hole in the veshet or the kana right where I shechted it. So it's a miyut of animals that are trepha, and there's a cheskas iser. So Rabbeinu Tam says right here, if there's a chazaka with a miyut, we follow that miyut. So how do you ever eat meat today? Ask the Marsha. That's the Marsha's Bam Kasha. How do you eat today if there's a miyut that has a hole in the Makam Ashkita and there's a Chazaka of Isser? It's a miyut of the miyuta. That's a Prima Gadim. Good. Prima Gadim says there's a miyut of the miyuta. It's such a tiny, tiny, tiny. Even that's not even a mere miyut. Other than Marsha himself answers, it's a Chazaka Hasuyin Lishtanos. It's a Cheskas Einu Zavucha, but you know it's Zavucha. You shechted it. So you can't say the Cheskas Einu Zavucha still is here. Right, what is it now? It was shechted. Even if it was a trefa, so then it was shechted with a trefa. It relates to trefa and nevela. But says the Marsha, this is a chazaka hasui l'shanas. It's ready. It's not a chazaka that stays forever. So therefore, that's why one is allowed to eat meat. Either way, that is the Marsha on Tosfos. We will stop here by the Tana Rabbanan. Tomorrow is a mixas hayom kakulo discussion. And as we continue, Maseches Bechoros. Okay, we will stop here.